I've always believed in that energy healing. So I just got more serious and I became certified. It's helping me heal with my mom who has transitioned, and it helps me be connected to her, and it makes me feel so good. I see the power of it, and if I can help others heal, how lucky would I be?
Welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, Season 3, Finding, Pursuing, and Keeping Passion Alive. Just a side note, these interviews were done in December 2022 and January 2023. Just for reference, enjoy.
Let's move on to Reiki and energy work. My first question is, how did you get into Reiki?
Well, it's something that I've always been interested in. I've always had some kind of like clairvoyance or psychic ability with dreams and visions, and I just kind of put it on the side. And my mother, when she was with us, she was sick and she would get some pain. And no matter what medication she took, the pain just didn't go away. And she would want to go to Reiki. And she would go to Reiki. And like a full week, no pain. And it was amazing. And whether it was placebo or real, whatever you wanted it to be, it doesn't matter because it worked for her. And I've always believed in that energy healing. So I just got more serious and focused. And I found a class with wonderful teachers and I took it and I became certified. And it's something that you have to practice. It's just like, an instrument. You have to practice if you want to get good at it every day. Even if it does come naturally, even if you do have this gift, you're not going to fine tune it unless you practice. So I take time every day to get into that meditative state, to find that energy that grounds me and work with it with whatever comes to me at that moment. But I do take the time and I practice and I get a pen and paper and I write down what did I experience during this energy exchange. So I'm serious about it. I treat it as if it's a class. Not that it's homework, but I make sure that I do it because this is what I want to become really good at because it's helping me heal with my mom who has transitioned, and it helps me be connected to her, and it makes me feel so good. It's just very healing for myself. And I see the power of it. And if I can help others heal, well, how lucky would I be? So it's something that I'm very passionate about.
Okay, so I do have some questions about that. Do you have to be like spiritually gifted to be able to do Reiki? Isn't that part of a spirit energy that you have to have?
So you don't. They say that everybody actually has somewhat of a psychic ability within them. Everybody has that. We're all energy. But like I said, in order to fine tune it, you do have to put some work into it. So if you ignore it, then you're not really going to become better, right? So I'm trying to fine tune that and just see where it takes me. And the more I do it, I can see my improvement. And it's very exciting to see that the work I'm putting into this, it's working. And I'm learning from it. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the next thing that I can do? I do have people that I can go to, like my teachers, my mentors. So I'm not just doing this on my own. I'm trying to do it in a positive, educational way and talking to the right people and asking the right questions and learning from that and finding my own interpretation. Does that make sense?
It does. But the one thing that I'm wondering, Reiki is like energy through your hands, right? Through.
Yeah, sometimes it's you can touch the person. Some people do touch lightly. Other people don't. You don't touch the person at all, and you're seeing where they're a little off, imbalanced, depending on all the chakras. I'm acting as a vessel, for
Yes.
that energy to come through to me, to go through to them, and just to help heal them and balance their chakras.
Oh, I understand. Okay. And then you said you practiced, but how do you know if you're improving and how do you practice? Do you find somebody to do it with, or you do it with yourself, or what?
You could do it on yourself as well. And I do, as when I meditate on my own, I do practice like the positive healing with Reiki. But I do also practice on friends and my husband. And right now it's for me and just loved ones and see where that goes.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh my gosh, thank you for educating me.
Sure.
That's very cool. You mentioned having psychic abilities, visions, and stuff like that. How young were you when you noticed that? And just any little detail you want to tell. You don't have to tell everything, of course.
When I was like younger, I know I had things, but I didn't pay attention to them. I would say when I was in my 20s, I noticed signs, dreams that would come true, and then also of loved ones that have passed, that I've felt their presence, their scent, their cologne. I just knew they were with me. Sometimes friends would tell me, someone had passed, they're sad, and I would have a vision, even if I didn't know who the person was that passed. I have a vision, and I would say, that does this person always, wear this a lot? And does this person wear the socks that are pulled all the way up to the knees? And they would be like, how did you know
My
she
gosh.
always wore socks up to the knees? I'm like, I don't know. I see them right here. And I just want to let you know that they're happy and they're healthy, and they want you to know that. Like, I would get this energy. I could like kind of read what they're saying.
Yes.
But when I was in my 20s and my 30s, I didn't know what to do with it. I knew it was nice and it was comforting, and I was happy that it brought a smile to some friends, but I didn't really know what to do with it, and I think that's because people had passed in my life, but not to the effect of my mom passing. And I think that that changed a lot for me. And I was able to dive deeper in it and really understand what that pain is, but also that next journey, the happiness of that next journey, what that could be. Because I'm living it. And now I'm like, wow, I would love to share this with people who might be in pain. And guess what? There's light, there's happiness, there's, you can have a journey. So, yeah, I've always had those things within me. I'm older, a little bit smarter, I hope. And I kind of now know what I want to do with it. And I don't want to ignore it. I want to just embrace it for the gift that it is.
And you've been keeping that alive through your Reiki and your NJP, right?
Yeah. I do. Like I said, with every piece, I charge it with good, kind energy, and once that reaches you, however it's affecting you, and yeah, my work is done,
One more question. Was your mom gifted in that way?
She was, and so was her mom. I remember being a child, and back then, I'm dating myself, back then, there weren't any cell phones, and there was just, your regular phone. You don't know who's gonna call, right? You get no call ID, you have to answer on that second ring. And my mother would have a dream and say, so and so is pregnant and it's going to be a girl. And sure enough, the next day, we get a phone call from the person, be like, guess who's pregnant? And it was the person who my mom had the dream about. In 9 months, it was a girl. My mother had that as well, and so did her mom. I honestly feel that I have them on my side, helping me to develop my skills, if that makes sense.
I lost my mom in 2019. I kind of feel like they transfer over some of their abilities and their powers once they transition to the other side or wherever they go next. I felt like an extra boost of a gift and discernment and just everything once they pass on. So that's one blessing that comes with a loved one like your mother passing, because they leave a gift, like they leave this thing for you.
I love the way you say that. It's so true. It is a gift, and you get sad. I still have sadness. I get sad that they're gone, but then there's times that I also have tears of joy because I now have this new, exciting journey with my mom that I never knew could be, and it's developing, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. Hold on just a second. I'm going to cut this out, but something is itching me. And I'm like, it's coming down my back. And I don't want to scratch it. I don't think I got fleas on this thing. So I'm like, let me get this. Okay, all the itching. All right, cool. So that's one of the bright sides that I have seen from my mother passing and everybody else whose mother's passed.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice to know that there's a bright side.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes it blows my mind how strong their energy and spirit is. And me and my brother talk about it. So we're like, oh my gosh. Sometimes my mom would be like, you'll get it later on. And granted, I don't have kids, but I don't need to have kids to get it. It's just like, oh, same. I'm older and I get it now.
There's signs. There's so many signs. And the more you open yourself to that, the more you see the signs, the more you realize that they are with you. And how great is that?
It's amazing. Like you said, everybody, I think, has something. You just got to tap into it. So I'm grateful that we both tap into what we have and are growing in it.
Yeah, and it helps you. Those signs kind of help you through those tough days here and there.
They do. Did you ever have any vision that scared you?
No.
That's great.
It's all been positive. And I get nervous, but it's like a... It's almost like a dance recital nervous before you go on stage, you know, like you're excited, but it's like nervous, but it's not a scary thing. Yeah. I feel like I have a good foundation for me personally on like just my beliefs on being a good person. And I think good things find good people.
I agree. Well, I appreciate you taking time and talking to me. I'm just fascinated by all of your talents and gifts and spirituality and energy. I love that stuff. So that's why I kept asking questions and stuff. So thank you for being open to share that. I know it can be a personal thing. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course. I appreciate you asking because, you know, I think sometimes people get a little nervous to ask and I love talking about it.
Oh, good. I like people that are open to answer because, you know, that's how we grow and it's just fascinating. There's so many different things in life that we should all explore. I love hearing everybody's different sides. And I just enjoy you as a person.
Aw, thanks again for coming. The feeling is mutual. Thank you.
Thanks. Where can we find you?
My website is njpproductions.com. So you can check on the website and see if there's anything that you like. And if you even just happen to see a design of jewelry that you like, but you're like, you know what? I like that in green. Just hit a girl up and I'll make it for you in green. Like a lot of my orders are custom. So I'm njpproductions.com. I'm on Facebook. I don't use that as much as my Instagram. My Instagram again is njpproductions. And I'm on that more. I'm trying to be a little more better with promoting myself. Even if you don't see me on there, if you DM me, I'll get back to you that same day.
Oh, for sure. And you're doing an amazing job. You're on there a lot. So just know, don't be hard on yourself. You're always on there. I can always find you. Very easy to contact and very fast with orders. So you guys are in a good spot. And also, I forgot to add, Natalie is worldwide, honey. She worldwide. Because I saw that you were like mailing to different countries and stuff now. So I got to add that.
Yeah. I sold something in Germany, which was pretty cool. Canada a couple of times. So how you doing, Canada and Germany? How you doing?
Oh, we're getting worldwide these days.
Not to brag.
Yeah, well, listen, we go brag because people need to know. We go know. And last but not least, any closing words of advice for someone like you or just anything to close with?
Just be kind. You know, be kind to yourself, number one, and be kind to others. I think it's just basic kindergarten courtesy that sometimes we forget. Mm-hmm. And try to do what you love. If you can't do it at work, you know, at least come home and take the time to do the things that you like.
I love that.
That's what life is supposed to be about, right?
It is. Thank you for inspiring us. You definitely inspired me. And I'm going to do something I'm passionate about and also meditate tonight. Thank you. And you've been an inspiration. And I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Paisa.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Paisa Noel Show, #PNS. If you feel in this, then make sure you subscribe on YouTube or on this podcast And if you're really feeling this, then hook a sister up with a fantastic rating and review. All right, thank you all. And remember to always find that laugh. Bye.